Want more Hamish in Paris? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Alexa and Siri, Paris are off to the UN. I cannot believe it.
Would not send those two. They can't even hear when you ask them a simple question.
I would have thought the UN have more important things to deal with than Alexa and Siri, but as it turns out, they don't.
Okay.
Because they've just commissioned a study about those two artificial intelligences and have found them both to be sexist.
Oh.
Yeah, it's okay. The weirdest thing because they're saying a female voice reinforces the idea that women are subservient.
I don't know about that.
So what they're saying is, you know, by, constantly telling Siri what to do or Alexa what to do and getting a response in a happy manner from a female voice, it is reinforcing that stereotype, I guess, that
women
are subservient. Oh.
Look, just to be devil's advocate here for a moment, I suppose that you don't have the option of changing any of those sort of assistance devices to a male voice, nor can you buy any on the market that have one. So there would be a little bit of that thinking behind choosing a female voice. Do I agree with doing a whole UN study on it, or do I think it's an issue? No, but I sort of see where they're coming from with
this. Yeah, and so do I, but if I think they should be looking at it from a different angle. I mean, if you look at it from that angle going, you are asking this person or this artificial intelligence to do things for you and it is, you know, at your beck and call, then I get it. I do understand it. But if you look at it on the other side of things and go, Siri or Alexa is the smartest thing in your house and you are asking for its help, then it's a different way of thinking about it.
I suppose. I guess just because with Siris and Alexas, you're telling, not asking.
Well, no, you can ask for the temperature. You can ask, I mean, you can tell it to dim the lights and all that kind of stuff. And also, I don't know, I've got Alexa at home. And here's the thing. I don't know if my Alexa is different from other people's Alexas, but I put it to the test last night. And to be honest, subservient? Not a word that I would use. So I asked her to do a few certain things. This is a few of the responses.
Alexa, what time's dinner?
When you get off your butt and cook it.
See? Or this one.
Alexa, rub my feet.
I will. As soon as you rub mine. Good luck finding them.
See? There's no yes, I aim to please. What about this one?
Alexa, can you get me a drink, please?
Are your legs painted on? Get it yourself.
Subservient? Don't think so.
I think Alexa's just lashing out because she can't get you a drink or give a foot rub.
Maybe
she's
not.
She's got no arms or legs.
Well, that's true. And I said, even when I said good night to Alexa.
Alexa, good night.
Night, night. Sleep tight. And when you're asleep, I'm coming for you.
Sorry, what?
Nothing.
Freaky.
I think that you've done something really bad to your Alexa. I don't know what it was, but it's bad.
I'm sleeping with one eye open from now on.
Oi! Oi! I'm still into that.
It's Throwback Thursday, aka Oi! I'm still into that. Now, usually during this segment, we're on the hunt for someone who's still into something that was popular many years ago. We've done Beanie Kids, Tamagotchis, Rubik's Cubes. However, this week, if you'll allow me, I'm going to switch things up. I'm looking for people who, oi, I remember that, remember something from back in 2005. I'm throwing it all the way back.
Yeah.
Now, Australia, we're not well known for our voting decisions, and I feel the same about this particular incident. Lee Harding did not win Australian Idol. He came third runner-up.
Mm-hmm.
However, in my young life, and I'm sure many others, he was a huge deal. Now, he's come back into my attention because, of course, he is auditioning for The Voice this year.
Yep.
If you don't know at all who I'm talking about, he came out with this song.
Turn on the lights, see my delight. Baby, look at me, here I go. I feel like jumping in the river, taking all my clothes off. Swim by naked till I get arrested. I'll do most anything for you, cause I like your dirty attitude. Dancing on a cold, drinking red jeans, I'm sleeping on a nail bed. All this and more.
And this song.
He ever wants to do it.
Australia's bad boy, man. He was so good on Australian Idol. Literally, I'm pretty sure he sung My Sharona like 7 times on there. I remember they kept bringing it back over and over. So, so good. Everyone loved him. Iconic emo hair.
Really?
However, for some reason, Haim, when I bring him up to you, you've got no idea who
blank,
I'm talking about.
Blank, completely blank. Blank stares at you, blank behind the eyes. I have no idea who... what's his name? Lee Harding.
Lee Harding, and he spent 22 consecutive weeks on the top 50. You should know who this guy is.
What, back in 2006?
Yeah, which was a great year for music when charts actually mattered. Let's turn it to the phone lines. 13, 12, 16.
You're not getting any.
Lee Harding, please tell me you remember him. He was iconic, so cool. And Haim, you're just not giving him the credit he deserves.
I am giving him exactly the credit he deserves, but... we'll persist, 13, 12, 16, if you have heard of the name Lee Harding. We'd love to hear from you.
Come on, it's Wasabi. Wasabi, dude. If you remember Lee Harding, I want to talk to you about
it. Joe's on the line. Do you remember who Lee Harding is?
Of course I do.
Right.
Wasn't he the best thing ever? Were you a huge fan of him right after Idol?
I was. He was absolute legend.
Now, did you know more than one song? Obviously, there was Wasabi, but did you branch out into his other singles that weren't quite as popular?
Well, Anything For You was actually my favourite.
Me too, ladies and gentlemen, a true fan. Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
There's got to be one. All right, thank you for the call, Joe. As it turns out, there's two. We also have Sophie on the line. Sophie, do you remember who Lee Harding is?
Yes, I do, yes.
Were you inspired by his emo haircut and outfits and his pop-punk vibes back in the day?
I was only 11, actually, so I don't remember him, but I remember the song Wasabi, definitely.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. And based on what you know about the song Wasabi, should he have won his season of Australian Idol?
Well, should have, yes, definitely.
Easy answer there, isn't it? Thank you, Sophie, another true fan of Lee Harding. I think we all need to unite when he gets on The Voice, do those text votes or whatever they do.
Yep, sure.
He deserves to win an Aussie singing comp.
Okay, that's 3 votes he will get, so good luck to him is all I can say.
Now listen, kids say.
All right, time for us to try and dive into the brains of my children once again, see if we can work out what's going on in there.
Oh, let's try it. I mean, am I confident? Not necessarily.
No.
I used to be before Stuff Kids Say.
Yeah.
But as the weeks go on, I've almost been doing it for a year now.
Mm.
We are no closer.
To finding out what is going on in there. And yesterday I decided to have a chat to them about birthdays because at their school, and I'm sure this happens at most schools, on a day when a child has a birthday, that child's parents have to bring in, say, a cake or cupcakes or something to help celebrate, to help the class celebrate.
Yeah, exactly.
So I wanted to know what was going on at both my kids' classes. So I've got two boys, Sam, who's 7, Adam, who is 5. They're both chirping in on this conversation at different times. Can get confusing at times, but this is what they had to say.
So when somebody has a birthday in your class, what happens?
They bring ice creams and cakes.
Sammy, what do they bring in your class?
Cupcakes and ice cream. Yes. There's only one yuck cupcake. It has cereal in it.
I've never heard of a cereal cupcake.
It has cereal in it.
When it's your birthday, what are you taking in for the class to eat?
Ice cream sandwiches.
What kind of ice cream sandwiches?
Oreo!
And how many of those do we need for your class?
Probably 26.
Your ice cream sandwiches are about $4 each. So that's over $100.
No, it's not.
How about we just bring in one cake and everybody has a slice?
Nope.
What's your favourite kind of cake?
Blue icing cake with a star in the middle.
What flavour?
Blue.
I didn't know blue was a flavour, but apparently it is. And
maybe
that's
meant
what
blue,
Adam wants.
Blueberry.
Don't know, possibly? I don't know. Just plain blue is what I got.
You know what you could do?
Mm.
Tell him you're making a giant Oreo ice cream sandwich cake, buy an ice cream cake and cover the top with Oreos.
Could do that. Seems a lot like hard work, but you never know.
You think that's hard work? That's the easiest cake solution I've ever discovered in my life.
Once again, too hard for me.
You know how as soon as you finish high school, it doesn't matter what your grades were or where you went anymore?
Yeah.
Well, apparently that doesn't count for all people,
Haim. Right, right.
You and I both went to private school.
We did.
And I'm under the impression that we are not included in this little gang that is being created.
Sure, yeah.
But let me tell you about a new iPhone app. It's called Toffee, And basically, it's a dating app made only for people who went to private school.
Wow.
So it's matching private school people with other private school people. And it was a UK app, but it's now being introduced to Australia. So that it's already found success abroad. Mm. And they thought, you know where needs this? The Aussies, the Australians.
Of course.
They'll benefit from this private school dating app. Now, Toffee dispenses with the traditional bio section too, replacing it with a number of prompt questions. I guess that's a private school thing. We only respond to prompt questions, us private school people. Similar to the growingly popular dating app Hinge. The app also features a social calendar. Oh, God, what's in there? Inter-college football games or something.
Yeah, that's right. So you can scholars dinners.
Yeah. Rowing competition.
Yeah, exactly.
See, so that you can see if your potential matches frequent the same events. Now, co-creator Lydia Davis spoke with Channel 9 about the reasoning for choosing Australia as the second country to launch the app. Now, she said, in the UK, 8% of people are privately educated, but in Australia, that number's around 35%. We felt that Australia would be the best place for us to roll out as we were inundated with requests for us to launch there. Mm. Oh, my God. Who was inundating you with requests, Lydia? Let's be honest.
One person over and over again.
Absolutely no one. Moral of the story, there's going to be an app here in Australia that is made only for people who went to private school so that they're able to date other private schoolers. From a private schooler myself, I can tell you I have never given a toss about this, and there is no way that I would ever use an app like this.
I think as a person that also went to a private school, you've got those people that embrace the private school mentality, and then there are other people that come out the other side quite normal. And maybe it's made for those people who will only obviously date other people from private schools or who went to a private school. But I'm the same as you. I don't give a... I couldn't care.
It's literally insane to me. I can imagine the types of people who'd use it, but surely you wouldn't use it with pride. It would be something you secretly downloaded on your phone.
You wouldn't be telling people.
I want to turn this one to the phone lines. 13, 12, 16. Would you download this app or not? Tell us why either way. Complain with Hamish and I and say that it's the worst thing ever. Or if you went to a private school and genuinely believed that you'd benefit from this, give us a call.
Annabelle's on the line. Would you use it?
No, guys. I mean, I went to a private school. I had my smorgasbord of those kind of guys, and they're no better than anybody else. It's such crap to think that they are.
Exactly. Just because they've got a lanyard on the day of the races doesn't make them any better than the rest of us. I know exactly what you're saying, Annabelle.
In their fancy, in their fancy chinos.
Often they're wearing $500 boots, but they don't have any money in their bank account because they never learn how to actually say.
Yeah. Don't need
to. You said it, not me.
Don't need to. So when it comes to the dating world now, is that a question that comes up, like what school you went to?
In the capacity of, you know, smaller towns like Toowoomba, it would, because it's more of a who do you know kind of thing. Let's make connections, not so much I actually care where you went to school.
Mm.
So I worry about people that would actually care.
Yeah, I think it's funny because when you're younger, I guess, my age and in your early 20s and stuff, it still sort of matters what someone's parents do for a job because a lot of the time people live at home. But then you realise, you know, it doesn't really matter what school you went to or who your parents are or who you know.
Mm.
It's who you are and the life you make for yourself. But I know private school kids who are now unemployed, they just kick back, and public school kids who are now brain surgeons. So I don't think it really matters what school you go to. It just matters who you are, and this dating app is basically useless to me.
Yep, I agree. Annabelle, thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
Up here in Queensland, we love Forex Gold. It's not a secret. It's just part of living here.
It's a way of life.
Exactly.
Yep.
However, I'm going to unfortunately ask you to challenge that way of life for the sake of personal gain.
Mm.
Because this Sunday, you're able to get free beers.
What? Okay, yeah, cool. You got me.
Free Victoria bitter beers, VBs.
Okay. All right. Well, on one side, it's free beer. On the other side, it's VB. So,
yeah. Well, there's 143 different establishments nationwide where you can nab a free beer. Basically, you have to rock up in the 2-hour gap, which is 2 p.m. till 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
this Sunday, and basically just say, hey, can I have a VBA participating in this thing and claim your free beers?
Is that cool?
Yeah, but I know that for many people, especially here, that would also include trading in their moral code for an afternoon.
But as I said before, it is a free beer. So you know what? Enjoy the free beer. Don't think about what kind of beer it is.
Exactly. Now, it all comes from VB doing an Our Shout campaign to celebrate the end of an election. So basically, they've come out and said, regardless of the election and the results and who you voted for, whatever, let's all sit down, have a beer together and celebrate this great country.
Great idea. Do we know how many beers we are allowed to have? Is it just one or is it just a few? Can you keep going for the full 2 hours? I've asked one too many questions, haven't I?
Well, no limit as of yet. However, if it's only one and there's someone out there who'd like a second, I'll happily surrender mine.
Not keen on the VB or just not keen on beer?
A bit of both.
I am thinning on top, and we, over the last couple of weeks, have tried a few different ways of trying to save the hair that is on my head. The last was the piece de resistance, the straw that broke the camel's back, because it was a mixture of horse and dog urine.
It certainly was the piece de resistance. It was foul.
So I've moved on. That was phase one, which is trying to save my hair. I've moved on to phase two, which is replacing my hair. And you may remember yesterday, Paris, I mentioned that I wanted to use that hair in a can, which is basically spray paint that spray paints hair back on your head.
Yes.
Now, I did order some online, and as it turns out, I'd left it. I was quite embarrassed to go and pick it up from the post office, so I left it at the post office for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. I finally picked it up yesterday, only to find out that I'd ordered the wrong stuff.
Oh.
I'd ordered more shampoo that saves your hair, and we're over that now.
How do you accidentally not order hair in a can?
Well,
and get shampoo and conditioner.
I put as much research into that as I did everything I do in my life, and it failed dismally. So,
absolutely none.
Exactly. So what I did do is go into the chemist and I grabbed some similar stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As it turns out, and this is a loophole for any guys that want to do the same sort of thing, instead of spending a lot of money and ordering online and getting that hair paint stuff that is specifically for dudes, go in to a chemist and get root retoucher, which is for retouching the roots that are growing through on people's hair, and it's like half the price.
All right, let's not be recommending this method too soon, and I feel like you're doing exactly that. There's no way that we can guarantee this will work.
It'll work. It'll work.
Okay.
So we've got Dim from our promotions department. She is going to spray the hair on my head, what's left of the hair on my head, and make it. I've gone with dark brown because that's what my hair used to be.
That's what you wish your hair was like. We should have just gotten a can of silver spray paint.
So, Dim, whenever you're ready, just get straight into it. Bald spot, do the lot. I want to make sure that I have a lovely, lovely thick head of nice dark brown hair. Go over the greys on the side.
Dimity, what do you think of it so far?
It's just like spray paint.
Yep, that's
like,
lovely.
I don't think it's thickening anything, but it's just making it darker.
That's exactly what I want. I've got a meeting with the boss at 10:30 today, so I'll be going in. Make sure you do a good job.
It's certainly giving you some sort of look.
Turn all right, let's do the front. Yep.
It could be the hair artist that's going wrong here. It's very haphazardly placed.
Such a great job, Paris. Like, wait until I've finished. Oh my God, Hannah, she looked 30 years younger.
There we go. Thank you.
I mean, you're only 30, but
Dimity, we're lucky that you're in promotions because you couldn't be a hairdresser. There's steam coming off of it almost.
Yep. Wow, it kind of.
What do you reckon?
Wow.
Oh,
that sort of worked. If you cleaned up the edges,
it's
sort of, whoa.
Look, we filmed it. You can check it out. We'll put it up on our Facebook page.
The back of your head, Haim, is actually cured of baldness now. And
I
I'm
like
not over-exaggerating.
I like it. Well done on the root retoucher. I think that's a great idea. Now can I sing its praises?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
You look just
you
like your 5-year-old.
Get it from a chemist for like $12 or something. Give that a go. Well, you happy?
Happy as ever, hey.
All right.
I mean, you do need to clean up the edges and maybe give it a comb, but I don't think your hair's ever going to look better than it does right now.
All right, you'll be able to check it out for yourself. Go to our Facebook page and we'll throw the video up there. It's Hamish and Paris, that is.
So a few weeks ago, social media was an absolute no-go zone for the royals. But since, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have made an Instagram, as has the Queen or Buckingham Palace has made an Instagram, and I suppose that that's the one that she's scrolling through and double tapping on.
Yep.
Now, there's a multitude of different reasons why they didn't have it before. Mm. However, there's one thing, one stumbling block that has come up since they got it that makes me think, yes, it does make sense that the Queen didn't have Instagram before.
Sure.
And that is none other than the humble DP.
Ah, yep.
We all know what DP means.
Yeah, yeah. Downstairs pick.
Yeah, downstairs pick.
Yeah.
DSP.
Yeah.
Many downstairs picks.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of thousands of downstairs picks.
Oh, dear.
Potentially a million.
A million?
I don't believe it. I mean, I saw the statistic this morning. I'm thinking, yes, hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
I believe it. But a million? I don't believe it. And also, I'm thinking, if there is a million, how are they cross-checking this? Do they have a DP counter in the palace, down in the dungeons, with Queen Lizzie's Instagram open, going, that's one, that's two, telling them off, would that qualify as a DP? Yep, 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 next.
And are they all the same one? Like, is one person going over and over again, or is it are they 1 million unique and different DPs that are coming through? Because, you know, you have to have a close look and notice some difference. I mean, there are some glaring differences, but also there are some similarities.
I would say that it's logistically not possible for it all to be one person.
Or is it the Queen doing the count?
Well, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it's not.
Hey, guys, got to a million.
She's too busy counting her age. Does anyone know how old the Queen is?
No idea. Mm. No, 90? 80? I don't know.
Either way, she's too old for DP. Stop sending inappropriate photos to an old lady.
Might be keeping her young. You don't know.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's not. Have a look at her.
Yeah, true. It's not working.
Want more Hamish in Paris? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.